You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
You're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock. You're late. Gotta say it. Co-signed by Nurse Arian Kawanda. No matter what Shay Shay Foo Foo say. Of course, our brother Dame. You're late. But what we not gonna be late for, look at Bailey turning around. Really? Did you do the exorcist spin? Linda Blair. Look at it. She's still going. She's still going. I got enough. Okay, all right. Listen, it's time for What the Business Is. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community. And make sure you call in right now for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. If you got an event, let us know what it is. We Energies is proud to help power local business and the communities they serve. So right now, it's time for What the Business Is.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to the Truth Talk text lines, but they the What the Business Is lines right now.
Right, What the Business Is.
Great morning. I believe we got Shanika. Shanika, great morning. What the Business Is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Great morning. This morning, I'm going to tell you all about Chloe Janae's Committed to Care, K-A-R-E, kindness and respect for everyone. It's in honor of my daughter, Chloe Janae. She was differently abled. We have a foundation in her honor, and every year we have a kickball and basketball game. This year, Sunday, July 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m., we'll be at McGovern Park. This is a family-free event. Come out, have fun, play kickball and basketball with us in honor of Chloe Janae.
Okay, so, again, you say it's in honor. Tell us a little bit about that again, how it came about.
So Chloe had epilepsy and cerebral palsy. She died November 14th of 2021. So in her honor, I started a foundation to assist other families that have children that are differently abled.
Okay. All right. And nice. Give the date of that event and where it will be located again.
Sunday, July 26th at McGovern Park, Picnic Area 1 from 2 to 5 p.m.
All right. Thank you very much. And what a great way to honor her.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going back to the What the Business Lines Is. We got Sam. Sam, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Definitely blow favorite Friday to you and Bailey and the guests. I am Sam with Team Teal 365. And today will be our final day of our three-day Teal Academy, where we have led and youth have grown, and they have been in this space of thriving for the past 3 days. And that is going to be held today. Our third day of the Teal Academy will be at the Sherman Phoenix, the one and only Sherman Phoenix, 3536 West Fond du Lac. The time is 2 to 4, and today is really special, Blow, because yesterday we had Dr. Tamisha Bless and Nancy. Today we're going to do it for the men. Ajamu Butler and also Kamar Carter will be our guest speakers. So please come out, bring your youth, and most of all, bring yourself. Thank you so much, Homer Blow, you and Bailey.
Absolutely. Right. We love you, Team Tail 365.
Yeah, love it.
We're going to Mike. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is, Mike? Can you tell us what the business is?
Hey, good morning, Homer Blow and team. This is Mike from Diaspora MKE, where culture, community, and connection is foremost. The bottom line up front is I want to invite all people to come out tonight where we would have throwback music by the legendary Homer Blow.
There you go.
Our kitchen opens. Our kitchen opens up at 6, and at the same time, we will be supporting the River West 24 bike event. We are located at 735 East Center.
And what's the times of the throwback 80s, 90s, and 2000s? What time does everything kick off?
That right there kicks off at
8 p.m.
Yes, sir. 8 p.m. 8 p.m.
Unless you done changed the time on me. And what's the name? What's the name of the location?
So the Asper MKE is located at 735 East Center in the River West community.
All right, what made you open up Diaspora?
Me and my partners, we wanted to build exactly what our motto is about, culture, community, and connection. And with Diaspora, we wanted to come together and give ourselves and all of Milwaukee a place where you can be within the community and not have to go far out and not have to worry about security and be grown and sexy at the same time. Ultimately, being able to watch sports, have live acts, and be able to be in the back where we have a luxury, I say again, a luxury lounge. And please come out, because if you haven't seen this yet, it's one to be seen.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, I want to...
Go ahead.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I want to remind everybody that's calling in for what the business is to make sure you reserve your spot at the 1017 The Truth Family Fest, because it's back. It's going down Saturday, August 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. Now, we've got free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and a lot of community fun. Again, vendors, those of you that are calling in today, make sure that you reserve your spot. You can visit truthfamilyfest.com for more, or sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's C-I-E-R-R-A, sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. You can email her right there.
All right. We're going to author Sherelle V, Coloring for the Soul. Great morning. We love you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. I'm author Sherelle V of Coloring for the Soul. I'm calling in to let listeners know that are going through grief that there is a resource for those who may not necessarily like to talk about their grief. I created a coloring book, which is called Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief, for those to express themselves through coloring and journaling. It can be found on Amazon under that title or on my website, which is www.coloringforthesoul.com. Thank you.
All right. We've got Sydney, I believe. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is? Great morning, Sydney.
Good morning. My name is Sydney Newman. I own Get Fresh Cafe right on the corner of 10th and McKinley in the Brewery District. The address is 1259 North 10th Street. We serve smoothies, salads, wraps, coffee drinks, frozen lemonades. Come on down.
Oh, we didn't come down. We didn't go down there, Homer.
Yeah.
Yes. I was operation. Mm-hmm. We Monday through Friday from 9 to 2. Mm-hmm. And our whole motto is to serve the community fresh food at quick service time. So we like a fresh fast food cafe.
I like that.
And where is it located again?
Right on the corner of 10th and McKinley, right by No Studios. Mm-hmm. It's 1259 North 10th Street.
Yeah, we're going to have Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. Cafe. We're going to have Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon take us there for the lunch break. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon. Yeah, y'all be giving out lunches. Hey, hook us up. Thank you, Sydney. Tiffany, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Milwaukee. I'm Tiffany Delaney, where beauty meets business. As the owner of All About You Hair Care and a realtor with Homestead Realty, my passion is helping people build confidence and create opportunities. I'm also the creator of Argo Strands of Silk, which is available at Capital Beauty on West Capitol Drive, and Silver Spring on 107th at Beauty Palace. I'm sorry. So whether you're investing in healthy hair or investing in your next home, I'm here to help you every step of the way. Feel free to visit allaboutyouhaircare.com or give me a call, 414-595-5926. I'm Tiffany Delaney, where beauty meets business. I love the opportunity to serve you.
All right. Ooh, thank you.
You know what? That's perfect.
Yeah.
You know what? She should make sure she's at True Family Fest because I can see her, you know, in there doing some hair, doing a little hair braid for the girls, maybe give them two breasts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'd pay for that.
That
if I had a little girl. I ain't got no girl, though. But I'm just saying, somebody could be in there braiding, making a couple dollars. While they... Man, y'all need to sign up for True Family Fest. Listen, listen. Order in the studio.
Hold on, hold on.
If you didn't
it's not official until you hear... There it is. Now you can say it, baby.
If you want to reserve your spot for True Family Fest, make sure you do. You can go to truefamilyfest.com or you can hit up my girl, Sierra, Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Reserve your spot right there. This is a great opportunity for you to come out, not only make probably make a couple dollars for yourself, right? But also get that exposure to the community and other businesses, because there's going to be other businesses there. You can talk to them. You might be able to partner. Maybe and just you, grow your business yeah, right there.
Yeah, and also, key information.
Right.
The deadline for sign-up is July 31st.
Oh, you better hurry up.
The deadline for sign-up is July 31st.
You better hurry up.
But we can't forget to mention that.
Yeah, no, y'all better
July
hurry up.
July 31st.
Listen, like I told you, and this is what I love today. We're hearing a lot of new businesses coming on. This is your chance to do something new, something fresh for yourself. Make sure you're there.
Shine on me. Let your little light shine. Okay, Dominique. Yeah. Dominique, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Great morning, Homer. Great morning, Bailey. Great morning, Milwaukee. My name is Dominique Brown, and I'm here to remind some and inform others about the funny comedy show headed to the historic Pabst Theater, August 15th. Milwaukee's own filmmaker and playwright, Mr. C.L. Wilson III, has been writing and producing powerful stage plays at the Pabst Theater coming up on the decade, February 2027. That's right, 10 years, Milwaukee. So to kick off this pre-celebration, we're encouraging everybody to come experience a night of laughter and fellowship. From Playbill to Punchline, all-white comedy show featuring comedian Reginald Ballard, known as Brugman from Martin, and known as WB from the Bernie Mac Show. Omar Gooding from the movie Baby Boy, and hanging with Mr. Cooper. Also, two of Milwaukee's own finest female comics, Chastity Washington and Miss Cutting Up, hosted by comedian B. Cole, Saturday, August 15th, 8 p.m. at the Pabst Theater. Come dressed in all white and let's celebrate. Tickets started at only $25.
That's what I'm talking
available
about.
Available at the box office.
There you go.
The box office is open Tuesday through Friday, 12 to 6 p.m. or purchase online, PabstTheaterGroup.com. Milwaukee, let's show up and show out.
All right, thank you, Dominique.
101.7,
See, Dominique, this is what I'm talking about. Dominique need to have some of her comedians at True Family Fest. I know Miss Cutting Up can do a clean show. She need to come on out there, get her on stage, get us a... She could probably even sell some of her tickets out there.
Yeah.
You need to do that. TrueFamilyFest.com. Y'all make sure y'all get involved and get it, linked up. Get your booth and get on stage.
We got Antoine, PWD Computers. Great
Antoine.
Morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, yes. The business is PWD Computers, located at 3800 West Valique Street. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and our phone number is 414-445-5793. I want to let you people know, school is about to start. Let's get those kids together. Or if you go on to college, we need to get you together. Upgraded laptops, get them repaired. We even carry Windows 11 laptops. So get up to date. So not just a computer store. We're here for all your technology needs. PWD Computers, 414-445-5793. Been serving the community for over 20 years.
Yep, and that deadline date is fast approaching. I done had my conversation with PWD Computers.
But did you get your computer
We
down
get ready to get it. We get ready to take care of it. We done already figured out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
All right, then.
It's a process.
There it is.
And I'm going to make it happen before the deadline.
All right, then.
Or otherwise, my computer going to be dead in the water. I ain't going to be able to go to nothing. but PWD got me. We got Patrice. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Great morning, Bailey and Homer. It's your girl, Just Patrice,
hey,
from
girl.
Calm Wellness Services. Hey, y'all. Hey. just an FYI, I will be at Truth Family Fest, and I'm excited to be able to bring massage directly to the community. We'll be having chair massage as an opportunity for people to experience, for you have not had it for the first time, and or if you have had it for a nominal tip, we'll have myself and maybe another massage therapist available to just introduce the community to Positive Touch and remind you all that massage is not a luxury. It's a part of daily self-care.
Amen.
And you can do it every day, all the time. If you would like to know more about my business, which I encourage you to do, which is Calm Wellness Services, we are located at 6333 North Green Bay Avenue. I am a licensed massage therapist, but the facility is a wellness complex, and we offer a variety of services that help you intentionally take care of you so that you can be the best version of yourself for your friends, family, and even at work. And that's what we want. We want a thriving community, and in order to do that, we have to start with self. And so I invite you to learn more about that. Also, I'm going to be down at Bronzeville Days doing full massage there. And if you want to know more about doing full body massage at Bronzeville, you can give me a text, 414-909-2488. That's 414-909-2488. And reserve your spot to have these hands get to work on you. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm finna call.
You get ready to call already?
I need to go.
You need to hook up already?
Because y'all be tripping.
All right.
Y'all got me out here, Homer.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, is Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. But what the business is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the community they serve. Don't miss what the business is every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, only on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. We got to get ready to take care of some business ourselves, and we'll be back.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Get ready. 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com or by emailing our girl sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. The weather is heating up again. And when summer turns up the heat, cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Our shakes are hand-spun with creamy vanilla gelato and blended into four delicious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. They're rich, smooth, refreshing, and the perfect sweet treat on a warm summer day. Whether you're stopping in for lunch, dinner, or just craving something cool, there's a flavor waiting for you. Cool down with the shake from Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl.
Wait a minute.
You want a shake?
Yeah, because they said
it's going to be
creamy vanilla gelato.
Yes.
You know how creamy gelato is?
Yes.
We're going to have to do that.
Yeah, things that make you say,
yeah.
I need one.
Right.
And again, the temperature's going up.
Yeah.
Temperature's rising.
Yeah.
So all weekend, we're going to be all up and through there with the heat.
Absolutely.
And of course, I'm going to get me a shake.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a strawberry shake. I can do the vanilla or a strawberry.
I do vanilla or chocolate. No strawberry involved. Strawberry is a non-starter for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they start me. I'm hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Hashtag you going to learn today. You going to learn today.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who got to get in on the what the business is.
Absolutely.
You know, that's very, very important. You know, one of the other things that we have been talking about, Bailey, is the team takeovers, right?
Right.
And that have been happening here in the city. But we know that they're happening all over.
Right.
But something happened, you know, so in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Team takeovers are also a thing.
Yes, they are. They're, you know what? It's all over the world, really, because remember, we saw some in London.
Yes.
Right? We saw some in London.
When you say London, you got to say it in the voice of like you're from London. In London, I don't
we
know.
We saw them in London, darling.
London, but we're gonna talk about Atlanta and something that they are trying in Atlanta. Where
I'm be.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm gonna say.
What you gonna say?
Bah humbug.
Get your cousins.
I know it ain't Christmas time.
But you're say, it's your a cousins.
Good. I think it's a good effort, and they're trying to go in the right direction, but go ahead.
You don't
go.
Think that it's going to do what it needs
to do? I think it may be another one of those things that, you know, our politicians are throwing money at to try and, you know, and it might work for about 5 or 10 minutes. They might roll through, in other words.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the whole idea behind these teen takeovers is that they are non- sanctioned events.
That is the part that people have to kind of remember. And it's like there may be things that are open, but and then it's this other part, and we'll tell you more and play this clip about what we're talking about. Then it's this other part.
Okay.
A lot of them don't want they're after curfew.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't even be out.
So they want to bend the rules with these things, and y'all.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. So unless we're going to eliminate curfews and be like, you know, y'all, it don't matter if you 12, 13, 10, you can be out.
Yeah.
You can be out.
Right.
And we're going to give you some money so you can be out. Well, we're going to figure out what it means. But to go to this story, Atlanta teen takeovers, there's a $50,000 grant awarded to launch safe community spaces.
See.
And my thing is, I don't think that they want to go to safe community spaces, but that's just my opinion.
Hey.
The views and opinions of the legendary Homer Blow.
And Bailey Coleman.
It does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media or Civic Media or 101.7, the award-winning Truth. But, yeah, so we're going to play this clip, though.
Right.
And we're going to find out what they're talking about.
Okay.
And then we're going to take care of some bills, and we'll come back and talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Xavier, if you can play that clip for us, please. Will it work? Will it
also new tonight, the city of Atlanta has given a $50,000 grant to a group of teenagers to help combat the issue of teen takeovers. They say they will use that money to fund their plan to create a safe space for teens. Fox 5's Larry Spruill is live in Midtown Atlanta tonight. And Larry, you talked to some of them.
And good evening, Russ. And they are only 17 years old. They're already talking to the mayor's office, business owners, politicians, and Atlanta Public Schools. Now, their goal is to create a safe space for teens to hang out. Now, I've been covering teen takeovers for the last few months, and this may be the solution.
Meet 17-year-old Devin Mitchell and 17-year-old Hailey Irving, the two owners of The Spot, a teen-led organization here in Atlanta.
A teen-led organization led by me and Hailey focused on combating teen takeovers specifically in Atlanta, but across cities all across the country. And we see how teen takeovers have impacted the socialization of teens within public spaces. So it's all around addressing that problem.
This year alone, Fox 5 has reported on several teen takeovers all over the metro. We're talking about Atlantic Station, Cobb County, to the 404 celebration at Piedmont Park in April, and even on the Beltline. Atlanta police reported during those takeovers, there were 13 arrests, 11 firearms recovered, and multiple curfew violations.
The problem with teen takeovers is that in the public eye, teens are seen as criminalized and destructive, but the philosophy behind that is that there's not a lot of accessibility to teen third spaces, mm-hmm. Specifically safe ones.
So they decided to create their own space.
We need a space where we can do homework, where we can vibe, where we can listen to music, but we can also connect with one another in a safe environment that is provided for by teens.
So they took their ideas to the mayor's office, nonprofit organizations, and Atlanta Public Schools.
Every single person in that room, after they heard us, felt like they wanted to get involved in the problem.
Yeah, involved in the solution.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so with that, the mayor's chief of staff, he was able to give us a $50,000 grant from the city of Atlanta, mm-hmm. to focus on resources around building a teen third space and creating and cultivating a partnership with the city of Atlanta.
Devin and Hailey tell me they're using that money to develop a proof of concept and open up a brick and mortar building, which they say is needed.
Just providing spaces for teens
for them
is going to be a solution for some teen takeovers, because I don't think that teens are intentionally causing violence.
Okay, we get the gist of where they're going. First and foremost,
you know what? I like that for them. I love it for them. And their friends.
Right, because baby,
their group.
The people that was out here running all over the damn place, they not going. Listen, I really pray. Listen, understand me. We got to take care of some bills.
Atlanta has a lot of celebrities. If they pull the celebrities in there, they might be able to get a little attendance every once in a while.
Not unless it's the ones that are talking about drill music. If they bring in the ones with the drill music, then yeah, it's going down.
Oh my God.
And then it's going to be a fight afterwards. I hope it isn't. Okay, here's the thing. I know. And see, when I talk about it's a minority group that are mutated, those are not the mutated ones.
They're not. Those are the good kids.
I don't think.
With great ideas.
I don't think unless you're a mutant. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're coming to the space. I don't think they want law and order. They don't want. But again, I'm with trying anything. I get it. Because we got to try something. But that doesn't seem like the ones that they go. Because I think I've said this before.
Uh-huh.
They probably lost their cool points with some of those people. Now, had they said that that boy and that girl, that young lady, that young boy, had been part of the teen takeovers.
Right.
And that they caused chaos.
Right.
And destruction.
Right.
And now they're reformed.
Right.
So they got the ear.
Right.
I think they've lost the ear. And it's just my opinion on it now. They've lost the ear to the ones that we really want to go and try to do their homework. We got some that fight on school buses, trying to fight the school bus driver, trying to fight the principals, trying to fight the safety aides, trying to fight the teachers.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. We'll come back because we got to take care of some bills.
Yeah.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning.
I got an idea for them, though. I got an idea.
Let's hope it works.
I got another idea.
I'm praying it works. We got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're feeling free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Ensure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome Black Truth Nation, the truth in the morning. Again, I'm the legendary Homa Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we're talking about the $50,000 that has been awarded to two teams in Atlanta.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
And,
I pray it works.
You know, for them and their friends.
Bailey!
Here's the thing. No, don't give me the gavel.
Okay. Go ahead. But I'm gonna hold it.
Those are the good kids. Those are the kids who don't have PWKs.
Bailey.
But am I lying?
No.
Those are the good kids,
I know.
It was great that they came up with this idea. And I don't doubt that they're gonna have some teens that are gonna take advantage
this
and be able to go out there and be a part of it all that kind of stuff.
Will it stop the team takeovers from the others, in your opinion? Bailey, your eyes are speaking volumes.
I personally do not believe
that it will.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, we got hope.
We got to try.
We got to try. And that's what I say.
Nothing beats a failure but a try. Here's what I got for you, though.
Okay.
I say you could do the same thing, but what you do is, do it from the angle that the other teams are accustomed to getting it from, and don't say who's involved. Don't say, just put it out there.
Yeah, see.
And then when they get there, just make it safe. They don't need to know nothing, right?
That's right.
You know, they giving out free this, free that, whatever. They kicking it, whatever. Just give it to them in the way that
put a coating on it, you know, like
they don't need to know.
They don't need the raw medicine.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what this really is,
right? They don't need
this. Is just us getting together. What's happening?
Yeah, they don't need all that. Yeah. Just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to go and give it to them online and where they was getting it and everything.
Truth Nation, will it work?
When they show up,
will it work? Truth Nation, you
gonna be straight.
833-212-1017.
I'd even have undercover cops. I'd be like, you don't even want them to know.
We need to know your truth, Truth Nation. Will it work? I mean, it's great. And in my world, where I say we have to try something,
that is exactly what I'm talking about. You start from there, and if that don't work, you rework the plan and figure out. You know, $50,000 is a lot of money, though.
Absolutely. So
they got that in Atlanta, though. They're rich like that out there.
Let's see.
A couple
of comments on the YouTube page. Again, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you to everybody who checks in on our YouTube page and Facebook Live while you're on
the
Facebook.
Truth Talk text line.
Like and follow on the YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe. Hit that bell. Minister Kevin said, it's a beautiful concept, and I love what they're doing. It may not get everyone from the takeovers, but it plants a seed that will hopefully sprout roots and grow. Yep. Just got to make sure the weeds don't get involved. And both of them, the weeds. Yeah, both of them. You know what I'm saying? Clean said, I live here in Atlanta. 1,000 cops are down in Midtown. The young people don't care. Madi said, crime will never stop. It's a multi-billion-dollar industries.
Okay.
So, True Talk text lines are open. We want to hear from you with this. Do you think that it will work? Again, where I was going before we took our break, Bailey, is I believe that it has to be delivered by those, you know what I'm saying? So, okay, here, basically this.
Okay.
If you're given the $50,000, right?
Okay.
So even if those two intelligent young people are on the board,
okay,
but they're the hidden hand.
Get
two of the ones that call for the team takeovers.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And put their faces out front.
That's what I'm saying.
And be
saying,
like, yo,
dude,
it's going down. We're going to be at, you know what I'm saying?
It need to be an undercover movement.
That's it.
And then they don't need to know all the data.
A sting?
Yeah, they don't. They
except you ain't arresting them, but you know what I'm saying? But
they ain't going to do all the research. They ain't going to do all the research. They not. They're going to be like, oh, we going. Oh,
right,
we going.
Right.
We
yeah,
going,
if you
y'all.
Got them, yeah, you know? Because they
and let
the
them,
ones.
And let them go have a good time.
Right, absolutely. And before you know it, just like Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids be like, you might just learn something. Because it was always something that you learn with the Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't know who they are. They don't know what that means.
Truth Nation do. But I'm saying I can use it here. I can use it here. But, you know, like I say, as much as I want that to work, I will pray. I will support it to work. But I just think that.
I mean, that's a good starting point.
Yeah,
it's
a starting point. But if it doesn't save money, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can put that money in there. But, I mean, I'm with giving it a chance. And good. I hope that it works. I pray. Because, again, it can be the model that kicks off for other cities and other states. But I think you have to have some of those people.
Those are the good kids.
We're always doing stuff for the good kids.
We gotta figure out what we can do to reel the bad kids in and make them good kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Am I lying?
No.
The good kids get a lot because they're smart.
And you know
they know how to work the situation.
Can we start our music bit? I want to let people know about a ticket giveaway that's coming up. So we can start the music bed leading into this commercial break.
What's wrong, Homer? Am I lying?
No, you're not.
You ain't
seen me hit the gavel not once since you started saying it.
Right.
It's the truth.
And the smart kids, the good kids can't help it that they're smart and good. And they feel like they should be rewarded, and sometimes too.
I want those two young, smart people.
Yes.
To be the one to let people know and the youth here in Milwaukee to know that, you know, Truth Nation, remember, it's your chance to win. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Black Arts Fest MKE happening Saturday, August 1st at the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. Don't miss an unforgettable day of music, culture, art, food, and community featuring the legendary Dave Hollister, who was on with the Lunch Break on yesterday with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon, along with the Lattimore brothers. And Jacob Lattimore was on with Tap In with Jazz Tyler.
Spent a whole hour or so with her.
And that was a phenomenal interview.
Yep.
Jazz, great job. Mm-hmm. Truth Nation, we doing what we do.
Yeah.
Again, you can listen every day for your cue to call and score your pair of tickets for Black Arts Fest MKE happening Saturday, August 1st at the Summerfest grounds, brought to you by the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Get your tickets or you may have a chance to win on one of these shows.
Yep.
So next week, you better make sure you are still tuned in. And who knows, maybe today you may be able to win. We got to take care of bills.
Somebody going to give them away.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Yeah. Just go ahead.
Mr. Buster, where you at?
$50,000, I got a stack. Listen, I'm not trying to make fun of that. Because I really want it to work, Bailey. I really do. And I really want things to work here in our city. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to. There are some spaces now that are available.
Yeah.
You know, I had a chance to speak to some of our youth.
Well, see, that's the thing for me. I'm sorry for interrupting, but we constantly finding a way to throw money at it and build this new thing here or this thing. Not saying that these kids are off track, right? Mm-hmm. And it's good that the kids are doing it, right? Mm-hmm. But we're always throwing money at stuff and there's no, you know, eventually it just goes by the wayside.
You know, And that's where I was talking about, like, even on yesterday's show when I was talking about some of the CVIs, crime violence, you know, community violence interrupters, right? And if there were more people that were able to be funded to help do that, because oftentimes when I see some of the lives, whether it's Vaughn Mays or whether it's Dave Sinclair, you know, a lot of the different people, Amir, you know, so there's a lot of people that I see that are peacekeepers, credible messengers, and for life. But when you see some of these scenes, it tends to only be like they're talking about, it's only two of us down here, it's only three of us down here. And I'm sure that, unfortunately, that's because the budgets that they are working off of, that they probably have to be selective with how many people they can say we need down here, or which area or community that we need you in. We've been seeing a lot of community fights in this particular area. So maybe we need to dispatch y'all over there. And they have them on the north side and the south side. Right? So it's not just like it's just on the north side. But I'm saying in order to dispatch them to the areas that need that type of intervention. And if you don't have a large team, I don't know the exact amount of how many people that they do have, but I know that I've seen, unfortunately, a lot of videos where we see team takeovers happening, whether it's on Water Street or on Brady Street. You'll see two or three violence interrupters that are there. And sometimes they may not necessarily be on the clock, in my opinion. But it's just that they ended up getting some type of alert from seeing it on social media and be like, okay, let us go down here and find out what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the same thing that took place at Bayshore Town Center when we saw the team take over there. They were not necessarily dispatched over there, in my opinion.
Right.
But they saw some videos or they saw a flyer. And they went and be like, hey, let's go down here and just kind of like check it out. But I think if it was more people, because, again, they do these things where it's not just one location that they're going to be at. They'll pop up here and then the next one will be over there. So if you already have some people there to kind of like quell the situation, in my opinion, I think it would help. As far as, like I say, things to do, there are already a lot of facilities. And maybe there will have to be enough paid help to make sure that they can each be facilitated. So if the Boys and Girls Club in Sherman Park was to open up, okay, how do we make sure that what we've seen happen, unfortunately, on the outside with the girls meeting up to fight, boys meeting up to fight, problems sometimes on the basketball courts, how do we make sure that when we open up these doors that we don't have to be concerned about that or it getting out of control or somebody saying, yeah, I'm going to bring up, you know, this, that, and the other.
Right.
So I think that we really need to work on the facilities that we already have.
Yeah.
And the youth have to understand that there's certain things that after your curfew, you have to be at home. You got to make it home before your curfew. You don't get to just hang out. And it's after your curfew.
Right.
Now, those who are, you know, what is it, 17 and up or whatever, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a different thing. And I'm not saying that that's not part of the problem on Water Street or whatever, but we got to quell it to where when we're talking about they don't have anything to do. There are hours that are designed by these places and these organizations for you.
Yeah. Well, how about let's just make sure at home – that we're figuring out what they're doing, you know, a little planning, right?
No. Listen. PWK mom is out there at Dollar Night. She's trying to get in before it starts charging for women. They getting free drinks until a certain time. She not there. She already done said that the baby daddy ain't there.
You got to
so
plan in advance.
I'm just saying.
They ain't playing.
Not the ones we talking about. Listen. She out there getting caught up. We seeing her down there on Water Street in the street fight her damn self. We see the baby daddy down there with a gun. We see, you got what I'm saying?
So PWKs, people with kids.
Yeah, they not coming from homes that are designed to raise you safely and have rules and regulations. So this is what we fighting against, too. And this is just my opinion. The legendary Homer Blow. I'm just saying.
Hey, Ray off the Truth Talk text line said, whether it works or not, mm-hmm. I think the teens came up with that idea, have very much promise, probably political careers and a lot more ahead of it. I agree with you.
Yeah,
I
mean, we both agree
yeah.
with that. But,
well, you know, the kids, I'm just saying, I mean, they're great, you know.
I'm just saying it's going to be a lot of PWKs,
those
teens
are good. Those
out
are
here.
The good kids, though.
Yeah. see what I'm saying?
Well, they're not, clearly they're not out at the, you know, the
yeah,
Team
Takers.
Yeah,
I don't takers. Think that they're hanging out at the Team Takers.
They're not. They, you know, they, it looks like they have parents at home.
They were dressed quite well.
And they look good.
It wasn't necessarily designer clothing.
No, but they were prepared for television.
They didn't have on a Gucci belt.
No. And they was, you could tell.
That's it, you know. It,
you know, and there's nothing wrong
great.
With that.
And shout and out they, to the parents who are raising children
yes,
as such.
Exactly. They're doing a good job with their kids. And those kids are trying to inspire the other kids, and I find nothing wrong with that.
I'm
I
packing
really
up my
appreciate
gavel.
That. You know, I think that that's a great thing. I really do. And I totally support what they're doing. It's a great starting point. But them,
I'm packing up my gavel.
Your children out here, your, Homer?
Yes.
Your children?
Yes.
You
mine.
Gonna need,
yep, they're mine.
This weekend, I got a project for you. You're going to need to get all your kids.
I'm going to be... I'm gonna be making it happen. Free admission of Diaspora on East Center Street, formerly the Milwaukee Brewery or something like that. But it's Throwback Friday.
Throwback Friday.
80s, 90s. That's why
all
I
right.
wore my shirt with all of the different
okay.
artists and whatnot.
All right.
Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're going to hear some of everything. So
okay.
classic R&B from 80s, 90s, 2000s. You're going to hear classic hip-hop
there you
from
go.
80s, 90s, 2000s. 8 p.m. to midnight, that's when you can catch me down there. Shout out to Al Boogie and them. They'll be down there, too.
Oh, shout with out the to River Al Boogie. West, I did a bit with him recently.
Yeah, bike situation, and they'll be coming in around like 10 or 10:30. Not Al Boogie. They'll be there before that, but the bikers. Will,
okay.
Bikes, not okay. motorcycles. Bikes.
Okay. Okay. so, all right, so, then.
Yeah, we're going to have some
up.
Fun.
That's what's up. I got a boot camp I'm doing.
All right.
With our crew here at The Truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see y'all tomorrow morning.
You ever been in the service, Bailey?
No.
But see, you can do the boot camp.
I've done others.
That's all I'm saying.
There we go. I'm a teacher.
So that's why I believe.
I'm a teacher at heart.
I believe that, you know. I'm betting on them to win. I'm not going to bet a lot.
Okay.
But I am going to make a bet on them to win.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not going to put the house on it. But
okay.
But I pray.
All right, then.
And we can pray because we got people like that here in our city.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I want to tell y'all, trust God, do good, have a great weekend, and something great is going to happen for you.
Up next, the award-winning
Soon.
Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM, 9 a.m. to noon, and then followed up by the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon, who had a great interview with Dave Hollister on yesterday. Salute to you all. And, of course, we'll go into the grapevine with Manon Sabir, 2 to 4 p.m., all their new hours. And, of course, we'll tap in 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Tap
with Jazz Tyler, who had an excellent interview with our very own Jacob Lattimore from the show.
Shout out to Jazz.
All right. Love you, babes. Have a safe weekend. Holla black. Peace.
TGIF.